Reality Check Radio. Learn by listening. In this series, you will hear the audio straight from a training evolution, interview, or gear evaluation in 7 to 15 minute microbursts. Powered by Hank Hayes, CEO of NLB Tactical and Intuitive Self-Protection, these companies have been training law enforcement and military at the special operations level since 1998. Let's jump in.
All right, we've got another product review on IBW, Inside the Waistband Holster. Hi, my name's Hank Hayes, Intuitive Self-Protection, and NLB Tactical. So today we are reviewing the Dynorized Inside the Waistband Holster. And this is what I typically wear, and this is a Kydex Inside the Waistband Holster with the claw, and this is what I always typically wear this, but I tell you what, after wearing this for hours in and out of the car, it can get uncomfortable up against the body. It can get uncomfortable up against the body, right? Got to work on still getting leaned out a little bit more at age 60. It's not as easy as when I was younger, but no excuses. So this presses against my skin and it gets uncomfortable. So it's nice to have a holster with a soft backing. And they also have some with the Kydex in the front and leather in the back. And that's going to be the next one that we're going to reveal. But this Dynorized holster, we saw it. It seemed like really nice guys. The advertisements were solid. So I figured I would order it. And it came extremely quick. Nothing fancy as far as the boxing or shipping. And, I was fine with that. And so I wanted to test it out. And I'm going to show you. And we're going to give it a score on the Hankometer, right? That's a new fun thing, the Hankometer, right? Kind of goofy, but what the heck, right? Okay, so this weapon system is clearance. They visually inspect, physically inspect. Mag is empty. I'm gonna send the slide home. Okay, so let's look at the fit. And the fit is good. And as you see, I have a TLR6 on there, so we're going to drop that in there. And the trigger guard is covered. When I first got it, I had to break it in to make sure that trigger guard was covered, obviously, because we don't want to have an ND and send this sucker down into our package, right? Or for the girls down in that region. And it sets up quite nicely on the body, sets up very, very easily, as a matter of fact. Okay, fantastic. All right, so check it out. This thing is super comfortable. Okay, but it goes downhill from there. One of the things I've noticed now, everybody, you have to make your judgments and your calls from there. As you notice here, there is no distance to get a good grip on this weapon system. So you have to really force that weapon system out, but it gets stuck, right? It gets stuck, so you can't get the weapon system out. Additionally, you notice there's a little creep here where the trigger guard is exposed. You do not want to have to be fighting with your weapon to get it out into play. See, I'm having a hard time getting this out into play. You don't want that situation. You do not want to be in that situation. You don't want to have to. It's even hard for me to get it out now, and I just have it in there for a couple of moments. So, yeah, super comfortable. But this is not gonna do it. So on the Hankometer scale, I'm sorry guys, but I'm gonna have to give this a thumbs down. I'm just gonna throw this in the trash. It's not good. Let me show you what you're gonna wanna look for in a holster, okay? Now this is a Works holster, this is great. I want you to see this and listen for the audible click, right? It locks into place, and this is not going anywhere. This is not going anywhere. When I take this and put this on my body, right? Okay, boom, this sucker is locked into place. Now, let's talk about the distance between the grip and the clip and your belt line. Distance between grip and clip or belt line. You notice right here, there's a distance where I can sink 100% grip. 100% grip, right? So we want a clear garment, access weapon system, sink that grip. Now watch how the weapon system comes out into play. Easy, right? I build grip and punch out and good, and I'm on target, I'm good to go, right? That's how it should be. I want to slowly and reluctantly reholster my weapon the way I drew my weapon from the holster. And listen, do not be scared to look at your holster, especially when you're going to send this thing back down in the Johnson region. Know where it's going, right? You shouldn't be putting your gun away anyway unless scene is safe or the police roll up, and then you're going to want to put the gun down on the road and obey any commands that they give you, right? But again, look at this here. Distance between the grip and the clip. And let's just go back to this. Another thing that happened with this holster, check this out. Okay, again, this gun is clear and safe. I'm gonna put this in here and I wanna show you something. Okay, what ended up happening was, and listen for this. Look at what happened, right? Because of the pressure against my body, the magazine ejection button got depressed, and then it just came out. So you're gonna get that first shot off, and then the next round isn't gonna load properly. Dude, yeah, this thing is bad all day long. Hank Hayes, Intuitive Self-Protection, NLB Tactical, with another gear review, and come back and check out how we're going to talk about drawing from concealment, some things you're going to want to know. Please like, share, subscribe. Find us at intuitivesp.com. Have a great day. Ciao.
As you heard, this is audio from the live filmed events. To get a more complete learning experience, go watch the video. The links are provided below. To take your learning to the next level and get free training and massive discounts on gear and live events, hop on the ISP mailing list. We ask if you found value in your experience with us to please connect on all our social media platforms. Like, share, and subscribe. Until we connect again, keep your head on a swivel. Be safe. Intuitive Self-Protection and NLB signing off.